Hello again. Welcome to Guitar Noise's second podcast on strumming. My name is David Hodge. I'm the managing editor of Guitar Noise, www.guitarnoise.com. You already knew that, right? Anyway, pull up a seat and let's get going. Last time out, we were working on strumming and then worked our way up to using alternating bass notes. Specifically with the E minor chord, we would strum, if we were counting a 4-beat strum, on beat 1 we would hit the low E string open. On beat 2, we would hit the rest of the E minor chord, skipping the A string, or the A and the D string, depending on how you dealt with it. So you would either be hitting the high 3 strings or high 4 strings. On beat 3, we would be hitting the B note at the 2nd fret of the A string. And then on beat 4, we'd be going back and hitting the rest of that E minor chord again. Now, you can do this with your thumb. Nothing wrong with that. You can do this with a combination of your thumb hitting the bass notes and using your index finger kind of flicking it downward using the nail. And of course you could use a pick or a plectrum. Always a go. Alright, now at the end of the last lesson, I also asked you to work on hammering, just taking your finger and hammering it down onto a string. I want to do that here with the A string. We're going to hammer onto the 2nd fret to get the B note. So if you hit the A string with your picking finger, and then you slam, hammer, I'm going to use my middle finger because that's what I normally play with my E minor with, onto the 2nd fret of the B string of the A string to get the B note, like that. Now, the trick is going to be able to do that while holding onto the rest of the E minor chord. So I have my ring finger down on the 2nd fret of the D string all set. And I have my A string open, my middle finger is getting ready to hit it so that I can go. Catch that? We're going to use this hammer in replace of just hitting the B note on the 3rd beat. So technically what's going to happen is we hit the A note on the 3rd beat, the hammer becomes the and of the 3rd beat, 3 and the rest of the chord is 4, as it normally is. So very slowly it would be 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Now we'll try to do that in a straight timing. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Now the hammer could also be more of a grace note so that it kind of comes in almost exactly as you say 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's totally up to you and what you're trying to do with the timing and the strumming. Let's try to do that quick little grace note thing for a little bit here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Not too bad. Hammering is one way to spice up strumming that would normally be fairly static. You can hear that there's a definite difference between 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 3. Now again, The fun part about all of this is that if you're strumming an E minor chord, nobody's telling you that you have to do it one way or the other, or you could do it both. You can switch from one to the other. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. So, that's totally up to you. Now, before we talked about whether or not you're going to be strumming the high 3 strings or the high 4. And what I'd like to do here is I'm going to just strum the high 3. And the reason for that is, should be hopefully become obvious when we get to the next part of this assignment. So here we go. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Good. With me? Okay. Now, this part's going to be a little bit more difficult, but that's what we're here to do. We're here to learn and be challenged. We're going to hammer on that B note for our third beat. But then we're going to alternate to a different E note, okay? Instead of alternating to our low E note, we're going to alternate to the higher E note, which, or the middle E note, if you prefer. It's the second fret of the D string there, okay? So to make this easier to start with, we're going to just do this straight, no hammers whatsoever, okay? So it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you can hear that the E note is always going to be on 1. It's just a matter of whether or not it's the low one or the middle one. But the B note on the second fret of the A string is always going to be the third. Okay? So let's try that again. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great. Now, this time, we're going to add our hammer on the third beat. So every time we do the B, we're going to actually be hitting the open A string and performing the hammer. Okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Decent. Now let's up the ante a little more, and this time when we play the high E, or the middle E again, I should say, we're going to hammer that note as well. We're going to start by playing the open D string and then hammering our finger to get that middle E on the second fret. Now, when you're practicing this, to start with, see if you can do it while hanging on to that B note. Okay, I've got my B note already pressed down, and now I'm going to hit the D string and hammer on with my ring finger, since my middle finger is on the second fret of the A string. So I'm using my ring finger to make that hammer. Now, if I'm using my index finger to get the B note, then I'd use my middle finger to make the hammer on that particular thing. So that's just all depending on how you're fingering your E minor chord. Okay? That shouldn't have happened. There you go. That's a lot better. Okay. So the task is going to be to use that hammer as the first beat of the second measure in this particular pattern. Okay? So I'm going to play this very slowly, and you listen for a sec, okay? 1 is the open E string. 2 is the rest of the chord. 3 is the hammer to the B note. 4 is the rest of the chord. Then our next one, our next measure, the downbeat, is going to be hammering on the D string to get that E note. And then the rest of the chord again. and then hammering the A note to get the B again, and then the rest of the chord again. Okay? So, in a little bit more continuous fashion, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. All right. Now, don't pat yourselves on the back too hard yet. Now we're going to pick up the speed a little bit, okay? And don't get into a panic about this. When you're practicing, take it as slow as you need to in order to make sure that you're getting it cleanly. Your fingers are going to start to figure out, oh, we know what we're doing now, and take a little bit of mind of their own. So before you know it, you're actually going to need to be able to reel them in and keep them from going off so fast that you can't keep up with it with them, or so fast that they're kind of ruining the whole timing, okay? So if we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Now, yeah, there's always a now. There's always a more, isn't there? Let's add an chord, and instead of just doing a down strum, let's add a down and up. If you're using your fingers, the easiest way is just kind of flicking your index finger out and back again. When it comes back on the up, you're only going to grab one or two strings. It's not going to be a whole upstroke as far as that goes. You never want a whole upstroke, as we talked about last time. So, it'll be one. And again, let's bring this really down slowly, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Now I'm going to add the hammers. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. That actually, because it's so slow, is sounding a little ragged, and I apologize for that. Let's try to make it a little smoother. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Now the hammers. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. Very nicely done. Those of you with good ears probably recognize that with the very, very opening of this podcast was actually just doing this in a little, well, slightly more speeded up version. And with a pick instead of fingers. And by now you should be thinking, oh wow, I can do this. Because it's really just a matter of getting the muscle memory going. And before we go further, let's talk about that, okay? One of the things that's very daunting about starting the guitar is the fact that it seems very easy. Any musical instrument is actually easy to start. But there's a big difference between starting and making progress that you're happy with. And One of the things that's kind of amazing is how many people expect that these things happen by magic. Nothing about playing any musical instrument happens by magic. It happens because you practice. And not everybody has the same amount of time to practice. We all have lives. We all have school or work or relationships or jobs or usually a combination of all of the above, right? So you're not always going to be able to spend time practicing as much as you'd like. Your object is to try to make the most of it or try to fit in practice times where you might not think so. For instance, just doing this sort of little strumming thing, believe it or not, you can do this while you're sitting watching the television if you've got 5 minutes. And that'll work the muscle memory and get it into your fingers a little bit faster. And so, doesn't hurt to have a guitar handy. Waiting for the tea to boil. You're waiting for somebody to get their stuff together so that you can drive to the store. Whatever. If you can find 3.5 to 5 minutes to do that, 4 or 5 times a day, you'll find yourself making a lot more progress than if you just try to do it once a week and then get upset because you're not doing it. So give yourself a break when it comes to this, okay? If you're 16 years old and you're just starting the guitar, that means that you have spent 15 years of your life not playing the guitar. If you're 42 and you're just starting the guitar, that means you've spent 41 years of your life not playing your guitar. That's a lot to overcome. You're trying to get your hands to do something that they're not going to do unless they're playing guitar. Now, one thing I will never give any student is grief for not practicing. Because, again, you can't tell what kind of week a person is going to have, how much practice time you're going to be able to get in. But you'll get no end of grief if you sit and say, oh, I'm not making any progress, and somebody says, well, how often are you practicing? And you kind of give them that blank stare. Again, it's not magic. Don't expect magic. You need to work at it. And work is one of those words that people hate because it's got so many bad connotations, but it's just a word. Nothing saying that you can't enjoy work, or at least this work. So if you enjoy it, you're going to want to practice more. And if you enjoy practicing more, then you're going to get the results that you like better. So have fun. That's what it's all about. Okay? All right. There's a reason for going on this little side trip. And that's because beginners find out, and they expect, that the hardest part starting out guitar is learning chords and then getting used to changing chords. Yeah, and then what you find out is that, oh my God, there's a lot more chords than I was led to believe, and that kind of like, you know, knocks you back for a loop. And then you find out there's all sorts of different ways of making the same chords, depending upon what kind of voicing that you want, and we'll get into that a little later too. But one of the reasons why I want to work with you on this part of the strumming and the hammering is because ideally, once you've got a lot of this other stuff down, you're going to want to be able to have your fretting hand as busy as your picking hand. You don't want it to just sit there on one chord all the time. And being able to do this particular thing with a strum is going to help you an awful lot. Okay. For instance, let's try an A minor chord. Okay? A minor chord, the root note is A. Our alternating note is E. That's the fifth, so we can either use the open E string, the low E string, or, remember, we just found out that there's an E at the second fret of the D string as well. So, for a real easy start, we're going to hit our A, then the rest of the chord, then the low E, then the rest of the chord, then back to the A, and the rest of the chord, and then the E on the D string, and the rest of the chord. And repeat as necessary. So it's going to be 1, 2, three, four, one, two, 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 three, four. Not too bad. Now, for that E on the D string, let's use a hammer there. Okay? So, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Nice. One, two, three, four, 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 one, two, three, four. Very decent. Now we're going to try something a little bit trickier. There's an A note on the second fret of the G string. That's where your finger is when you're playing that A minor chord. So what I'd like to do with this A minor is what we were doing with the E minor just a little bit ago. We're going to go A for our 1. Then we're going to hammer on the D string to get the E note on 3. And then we're going to hammer on the G string to get that A on the next 1. Back to the D string hammer on the next 3. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? You with me on this? Let's give it a try. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, now we're going to try something a little trickier. We're going to, instead of that last chord after we've hammered the D string the second time, we're going to use the low E string. All right. Let me walk you through this first. Okay, listen first. 1 is the open A string. 2 is the rest of the chord. 3 is hammering on the D string. 4 is the rest of the chord. 1 is hammering on the G string, second fret to get the A. 2 is the rest of the chord. At that point, it's only the last two strings, so don't be put off by that. 3 is hammering the D string again. Then 4 is hitting the low E string. So it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. How'd that go? You ready to try it up a little bit? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Some more work with these hammer-ons and strummings as these lessons progress, but I'd like to take a short side trip here on getting you used to another aspect of strumming. Last time out, we talked about the importance of the sock puppet and keeping things moving up and down. We used a lot of patterns to illustrate that. Let's start out with a D chord. And to work out a pattern, we're going to go down on one, down and up on two, down on three, and down and up on four. So one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Good. Now, let's add an up to the three. So we're going to go down, down, up, down, up, down, up, if you want. But, I mean, it's basically counting one, two, and three, and four, and, okay? So, here we go. One, two, and three, and four, and 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 one, two, and three, and four, and. Very nicely done. One more. This time on four, we're only going to do down. We're going to forget the and when we come back up, okay? So it's going to be down, down, up, down, up, down, or one, two, and three, and four. So here we go, one, two, and three, and four. 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 Very nice. You see here, you've illustrated that you can miss certain ups and really not think twice about it. The tricky part is when we're missing a down, okay? What we're going to try to do with this next one is we're going to go down on one. We're going to go down and up on two. That's going to be two and. Then on three, we're not going to play the three. But on the three and, we're going to come back up. And then go back down for four. So it's going to be one, two, and three, and four. One, two, and three, and four. Down, down, up, down, up, down. Now I said down there, even though I didn't play the down. Down, down, up, skip. Up, down, if you will. Down, down, up, skip, up, down. The reason for this is that you don't want to miss making your hand go down. You've got a nice rhythm thing going. You're keeping the rhythm steady by going your up and down with your sock puppet saying no to the face of your guitar. And if you stop, you're going to ruin the beat that you've got going. And that's what happens with a lot of people is they forget, you know, they have no problem missing the ups. But missing the downs totally throws them off. Okay, if you can get this pattern, this is a generic pattern that you can use for so many songs that it's actually not funny. So if you want, this is the big homework assignment for the week in addition to everything else that we've just done, is to really work on this. So here we go again, okay? Really nice and easy. One, two, and three, and four. One, two, and three, and four. One, two, and three, and four. One, two, and four. Now don't be afraid to go down. Skip, up, down. Down, down, up, skip, up, down. Very nicely done. Now if you can get to do this, so that you're not even thinking twice about it and can have a conversation, you'll be all set to go. So work on that for next time, okay? As always, I'd like to thank Paul Hackett, who created and still owns and runs Guitar Noise, for the wonderful work that he does and for the chance of putting these podcasts up online. And to all of you who are listening, I hope that you enjoy it. Remember, you can feel free to drop us comments right on the Guitar Noise blog page where you find this, or just email me directly, davidhodge.com. Okay?